AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Britain says it is a strong possibility it was a terrorist bomb that brought down a Russian jet in Egypt. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Prime Minister David Cameron says it's not a final conclusion.
We don't know for certain.
But he says the British do have intelligence and other information about the crash.
That gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb.
Russia calls that speculation, saying investigators are still considering all theories. U.S. and British officials have said they've tentatively determined an Islamic State group affiliate planted a bomb on the jet that went down in the Sinai Desert. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Britain has suspended flights in that region, and two British airlines are planning flights to the Sinai Peninsula tomorrow to bring stranded British tourists home. Police in Illinois are investigating the wife and one of the sons of Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz. Investigators determined he staged his suicide after embezzling money for years from the police department's youth program. The House approved a transportation bill, the first major legislation under Speaker Paul Ryan. But Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio says more money is needed in this bill to improve roads and transit systems.
It's deteriorating more quickly than we're investing. That's a problem. We need to increase the investment. We haven't raised the federal gas tax since 1993.
The House also passed a revised bill that restricts President Obama's efforts to close the military prison at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Authorities say the student who stabbed and wounded four people at the University of California Merced yesterday was an 18-year-old freshman, Faisal Muhammad, from the San Francisco Bay Area. A source tells the AP the Detroit Lions have fired President Tom Leewand and General Manager Martin Mayhew. The Lions are 1-7 so far this season, the worst in the NFC. Stocks have moved higher. The Dow is now up about 15 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is unveiling details of a sweeping and controversial free trade deal he wants America to enter into with 11 other Pacific Rim countries. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Accord runs to 30 chapters and hundreds of pages, covering everything from zinc dust to live eels. Critics have complained the pact was negotiated in secret and as a giveaway to big business. But in an online post accompanying the text, the president contends it'll level the playing field and create U.S. export jobs. The plan will go before Congress for an up or down vote next year in the teeth of the election campaign and face opposition from many in Obama's own party, including presidential frontrunner Hillary Rodham Clinton, who say it'll undercut jobs and wages. Mark Smith at the White House.
A painting by Vincent van Gogh, Landscape Under a Stormy Sky, could bring in as much as $70 million at an auction tonight in New York. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.